Welcome to Energy Stories, a podcast powered by Netagrid, dedicated to thought-provoking conversations with energy industry experts. I'm your host, Elizabeth Sergiato, Senior Business Development Manager at Netagrid.
Today, we have the pleasure of hosting a business leader from the energy field, Stefan Cichner, Vice President of Product Management at iTron. iTron is an American company that enables utilities and cities to deliver critical electricity, gas, and water solutions in more than 100 countries around the world. Stefan is responsible for portfolio growth and profitability of iTron's Outcomes business unit, where he helps utilities and smart cities enhance their operations and navigate change. He studied at the Stanford Graduate School of Business, and he holds a master's in electrical engineering from the Hamburg University of Technology. Hello, Stefan, and welcome to Energy Stories.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here with us today. And if you don't mind, I would like to start with a somewhat personal question. While reviewing your CV for our conversation today, I realized that you were born and raised in Germany, but you have spent most of your adult years in the US. What do you miss most from home?
Yeah, that's a tough question, but I can tell you that when I moved with Hewlett-Packard from Germany to California, it was always an indefinite move, but the longer you live here, the more you enjoy the best of both sides, right? So you really see how you can experience this country and create, have all kinds of new opportunities and enjoy the best of it. So it has been a journey, and now I'm here 20 or so years later, but so you get to enjoy the best of both Germany and California here, and Germany when you visit.
That is super. I guess you're enjoying the best of both worlds. That's the ideal scenario, I guess. So to get us started in our conversation, I was wondering whether you could elaborate on what iTron does exactly and what is your role within the company?
Yeah, so iTron has been around and as a company with a lot of great technology and history and solutions that has really grown with the transition from the metering of electricity, water, and gas, and bringing the solution forward from manual to automation, bidirectional reading with the adoption of AMI solutions. Now that journey is evolving yet to another level, as we now see, and some call it AMI 2.0, and the next generation of AMI systems is a lot more than just a meter-to-cash solution. With this, iTron has discovered to address the customer trends that really we need to look at the world from three's perspective. What are the right devices for this market? What are the right networks for this market? And what are the right outcomes to deliver the results to the utilities or municipalities in terms of running mission-critical systems? So in iTron, we are organized around these three layers, and we look at them as a pyramid in order to build a total solution that the customers can rely on. Today, just in our outcomes, the solutions and services business that I'm a part of, we are managing over 75 million endpoints on behalf of our customers. And that's very exciting evidence for how our customers rely on iTron to manage their mission critical operations. And with this, within this organization, which is basically a $200, $250 million business that is growing rapidly within the large iTron organization, I'm responsible for the portfolio and portfolio strategy, which is a super exciting time for the industry and therefore a super exciting responsibility to help form the solutions that help our utility customers to tackle the huge challenges in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if I understand correctly, in recent years, iTron has developed an ecosystem of applications for utilities, which you call distributed intelligence. And I guess it speaks to the need to put together applications that solve specific market problems. So I was wondering, from your experience, could you please give us some examples of common challenges that electricity utilities face nowadays in the US?
Yeah, I think not only in the US, but worldwide. I think what we see is, three major areas of challenge, and they are just getting larger every day. One area is our utility and municipality customers have the responsibility to deliver power and or water or gas to end customers or C&I operations, commercial and industrial customers. As we as we look at the utilities and the trends that drive them, so there's three major drivers for the utilities that I think are very important to point out. One is our customers need to deliver water, power, or gas to the end customers or commercial and industrial customers around the world. And that needs to be reliable, it needs to be resilient, and that keeps them up at night, especially in the light of new requirements and dramatic changes that go on. And that's kind of the second driver, which is our customers recognize that there's a lot of distributed energy resources, such as solar, storage, or electric vehicles that come online. They're coming online at the end of the distribution system, and that dramatically changes and drives change for the infrastructure. Or in water, the scarcity that we are dealing with, or in gas, the sustainability requirements. So this is the next driver, right? There's a lot of environmental sustainability requirements on utility and municipality business, from greenhouse gas reductions to meeting sustainability goals to reduce the carbon footprint. And there's a lot of drivers for our customers to improve that. Now, the last driver that is really important that impacts our customers is the need to rethink and improve how to engage with the customer, their customers, the consumers. And their demands are dramatically increasing. In the world of mobile or internet or distribution, especially coming out of COVID, the situation and the pressures on utilities to improve the relationship with the end consumer is significantly increasing. And all these pressures together drive significantly changes in investments for our customers. While historically they have invested in generation, creating more sources of electricity or finding more sources of gas and water, or in the transmission system, now the investments and the focus are shifting to the end of the distribution grid, close to the end customer. A significant transformation that is happening on our customer. At the same time, they need to transform internally to deal with these changes and deal with the digital transformation that encompasses all of us.
Yeah, I can definitely recognize these three big challenges in utilities across the world, in Europe especially, in the US as well. So let's talk about distributed intelligence platform. How do you hope that it will improve utility operations? Can you give us some examples of what it is that they can get from that platform?
Yeah, so I think, Itron has realized early that these new drivers really will change the end of the distribution system. And when we call it distributed intelligence, it's the common form of describing a system of edge compute that basically enables new devices. We have launched our Riva meters a few years ago that include embedded Linux compute systems that create high resolution data and measurements in now seconds instead of 15 minutes, hours, or daily. And these new devices enable us to perform new applications at the edge of the distribution grid. The meters that are perfectly positioned at the edge, at the interface between the grid facing, the distribution system facing, and the customer facing side. And this is a perfect spot for new applications that will help the utilities to dramatically change the way they can operate and with the way they can tackle these big challenges that we've just talked about. In order to take advantage of this new system that basically includes the ability to compute complex instructions and take advantage of high resolution measurements at the edge of the distribution grid, it creates a whole new degree of freedom for innovation. And Itron recognized early that to take advantage of this level of a system, Itron's research and development resources will not be sufficient to cover all opportunities and all requirements that will come up in the future. So therefore, we created an open and accessible ecosystem that increases the return on investment for the utilities and enable the ability for others to innovate and deliver value, new value, or to the utilities, but therefore also to the consumers.
I see. Itron invites best-in-class solution providers to develop these applications for the distributed intelligence platform, as you mentioned, and Netagrid has developed an app which runs inside Itron's Riva meters, the newest generation of meters, which produces real-time insights to support customer engagement and customer intelligence use cases for utilities. From your experience, how can such real-time insights be helpful to U.S. utilities?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. So we are super excited to partner with Net2Grid as a solution provider on our DI platform. And there's a lot of reasons for this, because we believe there's a dramatic value to be added. Like around the world, in North America, customers, you know, have experienced over the last 10, 20 years, the first generation of consumer portals that focus really on historical information. They present some static information and stale information about usage. Now, with the new type of applications that are possible with our DI system, a solution like the one from Net2Grid now creates the opportunity to create insights for consumers that are previously were not possible, such as enabling consumers not only to recognize that there's a, you know, with load disaggregation, not only that there's a washing machine running, but to also identify if it's a new one or an old one, creates an opportunity that enables the utility to target the outreach to the consumer, but also for the consumer to recognize that there's a significant energy saving opportunity with the upgrade from an old washing machine to a new one. Just one example, but others examples that create significant value could include to understand and recognize where the electric vehicles are located, which customers have them, how much and what are their charging behaviors. And with this information for the utility to potentially create new time of use programs, targeted customer engagement for potential EV charging programs to drive adoptions, but also understand the implications of these EV chargers or solar systems or storage systems to the grid to make sure it's clear. But for example, in our neighborhoods here in California, we actually have a lot of households that not only have one EV, but they're starting to think about the second electric vehicle. And they have a solar system. So now the question is, how do I know when to charge my electric vehicles and whether my solar system is large enough to handle these two electric vehicles? What information do I have available? So for these kind of questions and many more questions consumers have today that require answers, that require new technologies, and we are really excited about the partnership with Net2Grid as one of our leading partners to help with the consumer engagements.
That is great. Thanks a lot for sharing those examples, Stefan. So beyond this application that Net2Grid provides within the distributed intelligence platform, what are some other applications that run on Riva meters and can help electricity utilities?
Yeah, so, you know, we have invested in this distributed intelligence platform already for multiple years, and have now brought it out we have over 8 million meters under contract with the capability of delivering distributed intelligence just in North America. We have already distributed intelligence applications running over more than a million meters today with multiple million of applications that are delivering second or sub-second data to applications today around the world. These applications initially focus on safety and really very important critical applications such as high impedance detection or broken neutral detection or bypass theft detection. These applications are so important because they put for the first times the utilities in a position to detect any melting issues or any high impedance, meaning high resistance. These are risks for melting of wires in the home or on the line to the home. And for the utilities to go out and fix them before a fire could take place, before for broken neutral, that basically means there's risk of electric shock in the house. So if you just think about it, now the utilities are able to identify these issues that were previously not detectable before they happened and really send out trucks very targeted to locations before any issues happen at the consumer's place. So we're excited about these applications, and we just now started to roll out a whole nother class of applications. The first one is foundational. We call it location awareness. Location awareness allows our customers to map the house to the transformer, to the feeder, and to the substation. Not only the location, but also where it sits in the distribution system. And that, and not only to detect it, but also to measure the actual electricity, voltage, and currents. That allows us to, as a foundation, to build a lot more new applications to help utilities to manage the grid more effectively, make plans for distribution system upgrades, and also to optimize the operation. So we're excited about the starting point of bringing applications to customers that turn a meter into a grid sensor and really provide visibility to the grid that were previously not possible.
This sounds really groundbreaking and very interesting for utilities indeed. And as a last question, I wanted to ask you, Stefan, what are some key energy trends that you see emerging for electricity utilities in the near future?
Yeah, so I think, there's a lot of, drivers in this industry that drive change, as I mentioned at the beginning. But I can tell you that one of the most disruptive change that we see that is also an opportunity for the utilities is the emergence of electric vehicles. Electric vehicle adoption worldwide will be the largest growth driver, or that is kind of a once in a generation change. And for the first time that maybe the 60s or 70s in most of the Western countries, North America and Western Europe, is that the electricity need is increasing instead of declining. So with that, you have all kinds of new questions that need to be answered by the utilities, and it creates an opportunity for the utilities to better serve their customers, create new programs that help the customers, but also for the utilities to drive change. I think that's a very exciting opportunity, very disruptive, and for Itron and our partners in so many ways.
That is indeed something that we see emerging in Europe as well and worldwide. So absolutely, we should keep monitoring this trend. Stefan, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you today. I would like to thank you very much for your time and wish you all the best in all your endeavors.
Well, thank you very much. I really was a pleasure talking with you.
That's all for today's episode of Energy Stories. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you subscribe to Energy Stories on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. For any questions or suggestions, feel free to drop us a line at podcast@netagreed.com. Until next time, take care.